USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
They're still at it. Two members of a squad who could have gone to Israel with a bipartisan congressional delegation but did not continue to speak out against President Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the report.
Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib are addressing the travel restrictions to Israel and Palestinian territories. Michigan Congresswoman Tlaib says Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is taking advice from the president.
It is unfortunate Prime Minister Netanyahu has apparently taken a page out of Trump's book, and even just direction from Trump.
Tlaib did not offer any evidence to her claims.
On Wall Street, the market gaining ground, the Dow up almost 250 points to close at 26,135. The NASDAQ up 107 points. The S&P 500 up 35 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Vice President Mike Pence in Detroit, Michigan, talking about the economy.
The unemployment rate has dropped to a near 50-year low. We've seen the lowest unemployment rates for African Americans and Hispanic Americans ever recorded. The American dream is working again for every American.
The white New York City police officer involved in the 2014 death of a black man named Eric Garner fired. The video at the time going viral, and now 5 years later, the New York City police commissioner with the announcement the officer is out. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
James O'Neill called the firing of Officer Daniel Pentolino as a tragedy for everyone involved.
A man with family lost his life, and that is an irreversible tragedy. And a hard-working police officer with a family, a man who took this job to do good, to make a difference in his home community, has now lost his chosen career. And that is a different kind of tragedy.
I'm John Clemens.
This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A shakeup at the top of the Bureau of Prisons. It's the latest development involving the death of Jeffrey Epstein, found dead in his cell in a federal facility in New York City. The Attorney General Bill Barr firing the acting chief of the Bureau of Prisons, Hugh Horowitz, and replacing him with Dr. Kathleen Sawyer, who ran the department from 1992 to 2003 before retiring. This is the third director in 2 years to leave the agency. The job involves overseeing 122 federal prison facilities, including the Metropolitan Correctional Center, where Epstein died. In USA News for Your Health, vaping potentially a huge problem for some former smokers. The CDC, Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta, investigating after dozens and dozens of people sent to the hospital with serious lung issues linked to vaping and e-cigarettes. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
Nearly 100 possible cases of severe lung illness have been reported in 14 states since June, including 30 cases alone in Wisconsin. The CDC says there's no conclusive evidence that an infectious disease is causing the illnesses. The health agency says it appears all of the cases are similar and possibly linked to e-cigarette use. The patients have mostly been adolescents and young adults who've come down with severe breathing issues requiring hospitalization.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.